Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with Dr. Eileen Marty, professor at Florida International University. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk first about confusion and some concern, for good reason, about the COVID vaccine when you take it with the flu shot. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so a new study came out where, and it's a, you know, it's not as large a study as I would like to in order to provide definitive answers, Bob. But it seems that people that are 85 years old and over have a 9% increased risk of having stroke if they receive both vaccines at the same time. So it is targeted to a particular population. And it was very strange, the study, because, you know, the between 65 and 70, there was also a slight increased risk. And then there was no increased risk between, you know, like 72 to 85. So I think the jury is out on that. And number two, the next thing that you have to bear in mind is it's the, you know, it's a statistical study that's looking at numbers without necessarily taking into consideration what might be different about those age populations that they looked at, right? In other words, you know, did something else happen in their lives that would increase their risk? You know, from that. And number two, you know, so it's not a mechanistic study that actually, which I love. I love mechanistic studies where you actually understand the cell-by-cell reasons why something happens, right? But, you know, the prudent thing to do simply is don't take them both at the same time, just in case, because there's no reason to take them both at the same time if you don't have to.
So when we hear this story on the news in the coming days, nobody should get too panicky about this, correct? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly, because the jury's still out as to exactly what the significance of the study is, right? And if you already took both at the same time and you're fine, then you're fine. There's not going to be an issue that way. But if you haven't had your flu and COVID vaccine this year, and if you know if you can, go ahead and space it out, because why not?
We haven't had a chance to talk much about artificial intelligence and the AI revolution that's brewing in medicine. Have you researched this? What are your thoughts on this? I'd be curious to hear them.
So, Bob, yeah, as a matter of fact, in this year's Infectious Disease Society of America meeting, in, that it was a prime topic. It was even the topic for the first plenary. So we're very, very much interested across medicine in how we can adopt AI to help us out in getting the best diagnoses. There's a lot of issues with it. You know, you have to make sure that we do it in a way that it's a force multiplier. We have to make sure that what we're doing is the data that is put into that the AI learns from is good, valid data and is as unbiased as possible, which is a very difficult thing to do. But one of the things we talked about extensively is the fact that humans, when you're confronting you know, a situation where you're trying to analyze what's wrong with a patient, right, it's okay if you can have up to maybe four variables that are influencing the person's condition. But once you start with five or six or more variables, it's hard for the human mind to continue to do the ideal analysis. But in theory, these AI brains could handle multiple variables well beyond what the, you know, what we can. So when we've done some studies on it, we have seen without a doubt that it can be extraordinarily helpful, but we've also seen these you know, these artificial intelligence make the wrong diagnosis, in part because they were fed incorrect information or simply missed one of the things we thought it would be really great for very early on was looking at films, you know, what a radiologist does, which, by the way, when that prediction was made, we had a lot fewer people applying to become radiologists, right?
Yeah, really.
Because, of course, they were afraid they'd lose their jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and absolutely, it is very, very helpful. It's a, you know, it's an image-based thing that AI can definitely learn from, but we're still seeing where the AI isn't capturing some subtleties that we are still seeing. So it's definitely a tool that's coming. It's definitely one that we are adapting for use in medicine, but we're trying to be very cautious to make sure that that we're getting a tool that enhances care.
And besides diagnosing illnesses, is the possibility there that AI will help find cures for diseases, new vaccines, things like that?
Absolutely, Bob. Yes, that's exactly right. So if you input more than just medical cases, if you're inputting the latest scientific research, et cetera, it can you know, it has this incredible computing capacity to link things together in ways that, again, with many, many, many variables. You look at the study that we were talking about earlier, right, where we're talking about, is there truly a higher risk if you take both vaccines at the same time? You know, the amount of data that could be added to that if the AI then goes through everything that's known mechanistically about that could be just incredibly beneficial to our ultimate success in new drugs, new vaccines, and new diagnostics.
Dr. Eileen Marty, infectious disease specialist, professor at Florida International University. I prefer you to a computer, Dr. Marty, so I'll I'll keep you on the fast dial. Thanks. Have a good week.
Thanks. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.